Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I got Swade at the network. We are live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's lineup, Jed Garrett, former NFL player, coach, executive, author of No Win, will be talking about his latest vitriolic. In the second hour, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and what a blockbuster he has for his latest, and it's concerning Pelosi. All right. What else, Chuck? Well, don't forget daylight savings time ends this Sunday. In the news, Tel Aviv, Bibi is back. Yesterday, with nearly all the votes counted, Israeli Prime Minister Lapid conceded defeat to former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Quote, State of Israel comes before any political consideration, said Lapid, who has served as interim prime minister for 4 months. I wish Netanyahu success for the sake of the people of Israel and the state of Israel. Now the man who has dominated Israeli politics for more than a decade looks certain to make a dramatic return to power with the help of the far-right parties that surge into the mainstream after the country's latest election. The United States and South Korea issued a joint warning to North Korea yesterday, warning that any use of nuclear weapons would result in the end of Kim Jong-un's regime. North Korea fired an unprecedented 20 missiles in a single day Wednesday amid extensive joint Air Force exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. Kim's regime has made vile threats under about and nuclear weapons in recent days as well. And any nuclear attack against the United States or all its allies and partners, including the use of non-strategic nuclear weapons, is unacceptable and will result in the end of Kim's regime, Austin said in a joint press conference. Pennsylvania Republican candidate Dr. Oz is narrowly leading his Democratic opponent, Fetterman, in a new survey from Emerson College polling and The Hill conducted after last week's highly watched debate. The poll released last Thursday finds Oz leading Fetterman 48% to 46% among very likely voters, well within the survey's three-point margin of error. 4% said they were undecided. The poll marks a steady improvement for Oz, whose support has increased by 5 points since September. Fetterman's support has only ticked up by 1 point. 50% of voters said the debate worsened their opinion of Fetterman. An election official in Wisconsin's most populous city has been fired after sending fake military ballots to a state lawmaker, according to the city mayor's announcement. Kimberly Zapata, deputy director of the Milwaukee Election Commission, was removed, according to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Zapata apparently sought fictitious military ballots from a state elections website and directed the ballots to a state lawmaker, Johnson, a Democrat, told reporters during a press conference. Quote, I will not accept, I will not tolerate, and I certainly will not defend any misrepresentation by a city official involved in the elections. It does not matter that this might have been an effort to expose a vulnerability that state law created. It does not matter to make that challenge alleged crime did not take place at work. It does not matter to me that the city of Milwaukee ballots were not part of this, nor does it matter that there was no attempt to vote illegally or tamper with any election results, Johnson said. We'll talk about humiliating. The White House deletes flagged tweet crediting Biden for Social Security pay increase. Wednesday, the White House was humiliated once again when it was forced to delete a tweet that had credited President Biden's leadership for the bump in Social Security payments after being flagged by Twitter as being inaccurate. The increase in Social Security checks is actually due to a high 40-year high inflation, which ironically Biden is responsible for. Quote, seniors are getting the biggest increase in their Social Security checks in 10 years through President Biden's leadership. The White House fibbed on Twitter last Tuesday. The original tweet was flagged on Twitter, noting that many readers were adding context to it. And the White House did not say why the tweet was deleted, but it was definitely noticed. Representative Thomas Massey, Republican Kentucky, was among those who noted that the White House did not factually state what actually led to the increase in Social Security benefits. Quote, Biden's social media geniuses are giving Biden credit for the biggest Social Security COLA in 10 years, but neglect to mention that Social Security, that's COLA, is an automatic formula based on government inflation metric, he said, where he was referring to the Consumer Price Index. Well, I guess Biden needs to get some better advisors. I don't know. Out of Guatemala City, Guatemala, Doctors Without Borders, a medical aid nonprofit, which is funded by a number of prominent tech companies, and I always thought they were on the up and up, but apparently they are publishing and distributing maps to migrants that show routes through Central America so they can reach the USA. This, according to a copy of the map seen by the Daily Caller News Foundation. Now, the map is labeled, quote, Shelters for People on the Move, unquote. In Spanish, list a number of clinics and other areas where aid can be found along the journey to the United States, according to the document. Now, while Doctors Without Borders hasn't received U.S. government funding since 2002, the group still receives sizable donations from American companies, including former tech giants Microsoft, Google, and Amazon. Oh, that's kind of like one of those 50-50 stories. The Gateway Pundit previously reported in May that Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, along with Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, filed a lawsuit, Missouri versus Biden, against the Biden administration, including Biden himself, Anthony Fauci, the Department of Homeland Security, and nearly a dozen federal agencies and secretaries. It's not fair, is it? Secretary? Well, anyway. The suit alleges a massive coordination effort by the deep state, the permanent administrative state, to work with big tech to censor and manipulate Americans from average citizens to news outlets on issues including the Hunter Biden laptop from hell, 2020 election integrity, COVID-19 origin, and extent skepticism, COVID-19 vaccine. As reported, the turning point came in September when Facebook Mark Zuckerberg admitted in a Joe Rogan interview that Facebook censored the Hunter Biden laptop for 7 days following a request from the FBI to censor election misinformation. But you see, it wasn't misinformation, okay? Zuckerberg's admission came after Missouri versus Biden lawsuit forced Facebook to turn over the documents. He was going to end up admitting it anyway. It constituted a turning point in the battle for the preservation of the First Amendment and free speech in America. And his admission proved that the United States government and big tech coordinated to censor speech. You know, that's some serious stuff there when you start messing around with freedom of speech. And it's still the old thing, you know, about I hear a few Democrats still chirping about, oh, the Republicans, they want to get rid of all the rules, you know, and the rules that we've done and all this stuff, and they want to get rid of them. we do? Blame others for what you do. Yes. Interesting story here now. Beauty pageant can't be forced to accept transgender contest. That's another one of these court rules. Federal Appeals Court last Wednesday ruled that beauty pageants can't be forced to accept transgender contestants, citing the First Amendment expression considerations. The case decided by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals comes amid a flurry of federal cases balancing freedom of speech and religion against transgender and sexual orientation discrimination concerns. Anita Green, who is a transgender and who transgendered in 2018, aimed to compete in the Miss United States of America pageant, but was not allowed because of the rules. Plaintiff Anita Green claims to have been assigned the gender of male at birth, but came out as transgender at the age of 17, the appeals panel wrote in the ruling. Green later took medication to alter hormone levels and underwent cosmetic surgery, in which Green's male anatomy was reconstructed to appear as a female anatomy. The court said that in late 2018, Green began messaging Miss United States of America National Director on Facebook about her company's Oregon pageant. That director, Tanae Smith, said Green, the pageant's rules, among them was that contestants must be natural-born female. And that rule remains on the pageant's website as a qualification. Other rules for the pageant include that a contestant must not have previously posed nude, interesting, must be an American citizen, and must not have been convicted of a felony in the past. So, and you kind of wonder, you know, underwent a whole bunch of surgery, including cosmetic surgery. Now, that would automatically be cheating in a beauty contest, wouldn't it? You know, of course they do use lipstick and hairdos and things like that. All right. Let me see here I'll do this one right here. UK scientists use gain-of-function to create a deadly mutant COVID strain. Scientists in the United Kingdom have used dangerous gain-of-function research now to create a deadly mutant strain of COVID-19. Researchers being blasted over the move, however, as critics accuse them of playing with fire with high-risk, low-benefit laboratory experiments. Hamsters were infected with mutant viruses, blends of the original Wuhan strain, and parts of either Omicron or Delta. Now, while Omicron and Delta are extremely contagious but only have mild symptoms, scientists are hoping to create a highly contagious but extremely fatal variant of the coronavirus. Why, I ask? Well, the research carried out by Imperial College London was revealed in an expose by the Daily Mail. Critics of the research call it insanity and warn that the lab trails could, in theory, unleash a new viral threat. So stop it, you 20 scientists. Yes, just don't do it. Program note coming up next, Judd Garrett, Vitretree Optic, and Selwyn Duke with his latest. Oh, some news on Pelosi that, very, very interesting. We'll be back with Judd Garrett in just a moment.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7. 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder, once again, my privilege to introduce my next guest, Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, former NFL player, coach, and executive. Frequent contributor to the website Real Clear Politics and author of his first novel, No Wind. And his blog, Objectivity is the Objective.com. You know, and you think that old saying, you know, how can you tell if he's lying? Well, his lips are moving. We're going to talk about Judd Garrett's latest, Vitriotic. And you say the Democrats are masters at demonizing their appointment, their opponents, and welcome, Judd. How are you there?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I was doing okay once I found my material. There, that's a little, what you call, looking for something. Yes, just unbelievable, you know. And this, once again, listener, is one of my favorite subjects this week. Paul Pelosi has something to do with this. And you say Monday, California Governor Gavin Newsom, he got all over Jesse Waters, Fox News host, mocking Paul Pelosi, the husband of Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Boy, that's almost like a soap opera or something, you know? You could have done a whole thing on this scenario, so to speak, Judd.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what was it, about 5-6 months ago, Paul Pelosi is in a DWI accident. And, So Jesse Waters, you know, obviously shows that on his show and, you know, makes some jokes about it and some comments about it. And now Gavin Newsom is trying to say that because Jesse Waters did that, that's what caused the attack on Paul Pelosi last week. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, because I know that whenever during the accident he had up there in Wine Country, you know, first there was nobody with him. Then all of a sudden, yes, there was somebody with him. And then it was like, well, they didn't really give him the harsh treatment that you would normally get if you were a drunk driver and you had a wreck. And then they have this little thing, you know, where you can contribute to the police force up there and you get brownie points. You know, that whole family, and just the two of them, are in a complete mess, in my opinion. And, it's just Pelosi, Nancy, Nancy, Nancy. And now they want to play it on like it's part of January 3rd, the worst thing in the history of the United States of America. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, they're trying to tie it all together. I mean, I'm right with you. The Pelosis are some of the most corrupt people in our government. But beyond that, they're trying to tie it all together. This crazy, drug-addicted wacko breaks into the Pelosi's home. He's clearly a left-wing leaning person, and they're trying to blame it all on the Republicans. They're trying to blame it on Donald Trump. They're trying to blame it on January 6th. They're trying to say that anytime anybody speaks out against the Democrat, then that's leading to political violence. So essentially, they're trying to shut down any type of criticism of Nancy Pelosi or any of the Democrats.
You know, when you go to the Democrats in this Russia, Russia, Russia thing that we had to go through for over a year, I guess, then you can go to Eric Swalwell. And he says in your thing, let me see here, it's violent political rhetoric that is espoused by Republican leaders is inspiring violent political acts. Wow. You know, is that because they're breathing and maybe their lips are moving every once in a while? I'm talking about the Republicans. So anytime you go ahead.
The interesting thing is, I mean, if you look at my articles and you look at, you know, whether it's Tucker Carlson or anybody else who brings up things about Democrats, mm-hmm. we always support it with the actual quotes. But if you read what the Democrats say about the Republicans, you know, Eric Swalwell says violent political rhetoric by the Republicans, but he doesn't give an example of the violent political rhetoric by the Republicans. He just throws it out there as if it's true and never supports it. I mean, I know a lot of criticism of Republicans, you know, towards the Democrats, but there's very, very little violent rhetoric coming from the Republicans towards the Democrats. But he just throws it out there without any support, and we're supposed to believe that the Republicans are running around calling for violence against Democrats.
Yep, throwing it out there and seeing how much sticks. All right, we're going to continue with Judd Garrett and get further into this one. Yes, vitriotic. And we'll be right back. Remember, the website, objectivityistheobjective.com. Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar winners Jessica Chastain and Eddie Redmayne co-star in a true-life crime drama about a dedicated nurse who becomes suspicious of her male colleague when the police begin asking questions in The Good Nurse, now streaming on Netflix.
We understand that you work with a Charlie Cullen.
He's been at 9 hospitals. 9.
There was a rumor about him.
No, the hospital would have done something.
You would think so.
And you would think that this spellbinding film will get all kinds of awards attention thanks to the superb work of Danish director Tobias Lindholm. The characterizations here range from the heroic to the monstrous, but all of them coming across as complex personalities thanks to consistently first-rate performances. It's rated R for frequent reference to deadly crimes and deserves 4 stars since The Good Nurse is one great movie.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with Judd Garrett. Objectivity is the objective.com. And vitriotic is the title of this latest one. And you notice the Dems bring out their, you know, I guess you... You remember that song, Send in the Clowns? It seems like every time something happens like this, it's, you know, Obama's got to put his 2 cents in, Biden, and of course, I think one of the biggest, Hillary Clinton. What in the world? Who wound her up again, do you think, Judd?
I don't know. I mean, it's funny that you make that reference, Send in the Clowns, because they just showed this morning that Hillary and Kamala Harris was up in New York stumping for Kathy Hochul. So they showed a picture of that on TV. So I was like, that's a complete clown show if you actually are going to look at those three people. But
and why in the world would they want Kamala Harris to talk for them? You know she's going to screw it up somehow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people don't like Hillary Clinton, so she's not going to help out. And Kamala Harris is going to stumble over her words and say something stupid. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's very poor planning there. But, I mean, yeah, Hillary's always going to jump in and put her 2 cents in and always try to stir things up. And, you know, the interesting thing with her, I mean, she's, you know, she said the Republican Party and its mouthpiece has now regularly spread hate and deranged conspiracy theories. It is shocking but not surprising that violence is the result. So at this, you know, as I said, in the same breath that the Democrats are claiming that political rhetoric by the Republicans causes violence, they are attacking Republicans with violent and vitriolic political rhetoric. So they are doing the exact thing that they're claiming is causing political violence.
Yeah. And then you mentioned in this article in September, Hillary likened Trump to Hitler, you know, and how she was showing the expressions he was doing. And I love it. I don't know if it was Gutfeld or the other guy. One of my favorite there. Tucker. Yeah, Tucker Carlson. They were showing where Hillary did the same exact thing that she was complaining about somebody throwing their hands up, you know, when they're talking. And they went back and showed how many times she had done it. Blame others for what you do. And that's really showing you that it's a true statement. But
exactly.
She said, yeah, go ahead.
If you want to potentially, you know, create, you know, political-inspired violence, then you should call people Hitler. Because remember, yeah. You know, I remember when I was in school, yeah. We were in doing a philosophy course, and the question would always come up, you know, if you knew in 1935 what you know today, would you have assassinated Hitler? And people, you know, it's an interesting question because Hitler mm-hmm. killed 6 million people. And, you know, would we take out Hitler prior to him killing all those people? And, you know, there's a lot of people who would say, yes, they would definitely do that. So when you say that Donald Trump is Hitler, then you're yeah. saying that he's capable of killing 6 million people. There's going to be people who actually believe that for the good of humanity and for the good of America, that they should take out, you know, Donald Trump. So it's yeah. very, very, very dangerous language to compare someone to someone like Hitler or Stalin or someone like that, because something those types of comparisons could definitely lead to political violence or an assassination attempt.
You know, and with Trump and his political rallies, if he kept his hands in his pocket and just, you know, duh, you know, then who would like a guy like that? You want somebody with enthusiasm and who's behind what they're doing, you know? And to call it Hitler, I mean, it's they want to expand on everything, you know? Like just like January 6th is, you know, the worst disaster in American history. You know what I'm saying? Worse than 9/11, you know? That's you can just yeah, use I mean, that one only. It's yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they've been saying that ever since January 6th yeah. occurred, that it's worse than 9/11, it's worse than Pearl Harbor, it's equivalent to the Civil War. They've been saying all that. And to me, you know, they completely turn a blind eye and memory hole the fact that there were 550 riots led by BLM and Antifa in the summer and fall of 2020, which burned down major parts of many of our cities, destroyed businesses, killed people. And it was all from the left, and the Democrats said not a word about it. In fact, many Democrat politicians supported all those riots. And now suddenly, January 6th is the worst thing that ever happened. If you were looking at the media over the last 6 months prior to January 6th, you would say that January 6th was probably the least violent riot that we witnessed.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go back to Philadelphia, September 2nd. Joe Biden claimed the Republicans were an existential threat to the United States of America. You know, in my opinion, whenever I first heard, you know, that, and I think the first time it sort of perked me up was whenever the Attorney General had accused the citizens for going to school board meetings and that they were terrorists or existential threats or whatever. That was a wake-up call. And then it's this whole thing about how if you're a Republican or you're wearing a MAGA hat or if you're all for Donald Trump, then you're a threat to the United States of America. That's about as far as you can carry it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he basically said, he kept saying MAGA Republicans are the greatest threat to our country, so they don't respect the Constitution, they don't believe in the rule of law, they're semi-fascist. I mean, it's ridiculous because the Democrats are the ones that don't respect the Constitution.
Yeah.
The Democrats are the ones that want to put in activist judges that don't read, you know, and adhere to the actual writings in the Constitution. The Democrats are the ones that don't believe in the rule of law. They're the ones that defunded the police, They're the ones that are letting violent criminals out on no cash bail. And, you know, he said they were semi-fascists. The Democrats are the semi-fascists. The Democrats are the ones that are engaging in censorship and weaponizing the FBI against political opponents and rigging elections. Everything that Joe Biden accused the MAGA Republicans of being, the Democrats have shown themselves to be over the last 2 years.
Yeah, and it was not only the Attorney General, but also, you mentioned, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claimed that the new threat to America, MAGA Republicans and concerned parents who show up for school board meetings, you know, because they don't want their kids reading the worst dirty book you can find about, you know, how two guys make love or how you rape somebody or whatever. They got so many books in those libraries and what they're teaching. It's unbelievable, you know. The other thing is whenever you think about Alejandro Mayorkas, okay, he's the guy, one of the big guys, if not the biggest, that's got our borders all screwed up and all of these illegal aliens coming across, all right? So here you are blaming Americans. Yeah, well, wasn't it an illegal alien that attacked Paul Pelosi? And also, why is it that they were both in their underwear? And why is it that the window was broken from the inside? Now, I'm going to tell you something, Judd, and I only do this because I, you know, walk a thin line here sometimes. I think the guy met Paul Pelosi, and Paul or the other guy said, why don't we get together because Nancy's not home. What do you think of that?
Well, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered about that attack, and a lot of the questions you're bringing up are absolutely legitimate questions. And the biggest issue I have with the whole incident is that, one, the stories continue to change, the evidence continues to change, and the police refuse to release any type of video surveillance evidence or body cam evidence from the police officers. So we can know exactly what happened if we're just allowed to watch the videotape, and for some reason they're preventing the videotape from being shown. So a lot of those questions that you just brought up, which are legitimate, you know, could be answered if they would release the videotape of what went on that night, and they refused to do it. So it only leads me to believe that they are covering something up. It's the same thing with January 6th. There are thousands of hours of video Capitol on January 6th that they refused to release. And because they refused to release it, it only leads me to believe that that video evidence disproves the narrative that the Democrats are trying to push forward, doesn't support it. Because if it supported that narrative, that video would be all over the place. But since it disproves it, they're going to hide it. And since releasing the video at the Pelosi's home that night probably is going to, you know, show a lot of things that,
seen,
that the Pelosi don't want to be shown, they're going to hide that video evidence from the public.
Yeah, and, you know, and they're, like you mentioned, you know, the January 6th video, you're not going to see that. They have so many things that they're hiding, and they don't have to show it. What was the other one here? I was, I know that you had it on here, somebody else. Pelosi was never condemning all the threats that happened with Kavanaugh. Remember when Kavanaugh was going on, and boy, all the background stuff they did on him. And whenever you get somebody else that's running that's a Democrat, you know, all of a sudden you don't need to, you know, question them like that. The Democrats are getting away with so, so much. And it's the threats on the Supreme Court justices, the riots. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And if the elections are not rigged coming up, Judd, the Republicans should just absolutely swamp this thing, you know?
Well,
because
yeah,
of everything
I think
the Democrats are doing. Yeah, go ahead.
I think in all the red states and the purple states, there will be a red wave. You know, there is some polling suggesting that there, you know, like Lee Zeldin up in New York is leading Kathy Hochul, but I don't trust New York to execute a fair election. So That thing's probably rigged, so it may be hard for Zeldin to win there just because, you know, the voting isn't going to be honest. But I'm with you. If the voting is fair, there will be a massive red wave coming on Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, and you mentioned another guy, a candidate, Charlie Crist. And what did he do? He's a Democrat gubernatorial candidate, right?
Yeah, he's down in Florida. He's challenging Ron DeSantis. You know, and you know it's just interesting because you know the Democrats are saying you know the demonization of by the Republicans of the Democrats is causing political violence. Well, a couple months ago, Charlie Crist called Ron DeSantis, Ron the Satan. And not only did he call him Ron the Satan, he said that he was basically Satan and Charlie Crist, because his name is almost like Christ, that he was Christ. Uh-huh. So if you look at the dichotomy setting up, Ron DeSantis is the devil and he is and Charlie Crist is the Messiah. That's the way the Democrats want to present. You know, every, you know, choice on the ballot is the Democrat is the savior and the Republican is, you know, is the devil. And, yeah. You know, and it couldn't be any clearer than what happened in Florida about a month and a half ago.
You know, and something that I guess I've been pushing for, you know, years and years is the school system and how they're not learning things, you know, and how they've been indoctrinated. And it started a long, long time ago, you know. I had always heard that the reason they were messing around with the school and changing and indoctrinating the students was because they had realized that they weren't going to conquer America by force. They had to figure out another way to do it. And this was after World War II, and I think it may have had something to do with it. But the thing now is that what they're not teaching the children, you know, in school is really affecting. I think it's finally reached the status where all those little ones that got indoctrinated and then went, you know, to high school and now into college, it's really affected them. And especially whenever during the riots, you would see them riding, you know, the wearing those sweaters. Socialism is the answer. And I'll tell you, Judd, when I first saw that, so many of them wearing those T-shirts, socialism is the answer, I thought, my goodness, how in the world would they ever come to that conclusion in the United States of America? You know, have I been asleep? I don't think so.
Well, the only way a student can come to that conclusion is if they're not being taught history properly. Because if you look at the course of history in the 20th century, you know, the communist countries, you know, whether it's, you know, Russia or China or Cuba, you name it, they were responsible for over 100 million innocent people being slaughtered at the hands of government. That's what the communist countries did in the 20th century. And if that is taught accurately to the students of our country, there's no way that anybody could ever think that socialism and communism is the right path for America. But the fact remains is that most of these teachers don't even talk about what Stalin did and what Mao did and what Castro did or what any of those, what Pol Pot did. They don't talk about what any of those people did, how they just murdered anybody who dissented, you know, to against their government. And so they're taught this whole nother vision of socialism and communism, and that's why there are many students who are drawn to it.
Yeah, and you look at all the local ads going on in your cities and counties and things like that, and they always make it sound like, boy, you've got to do this, but you got to also research it a little bit, find out what it's really all about, you know. All right, Judd Garrett's going to be back in just a moment. We'll be wrapping things up. Remember his website. Read all his excellent articles. Objectivityistheobjective.com. Get his book, No Wind, at Amazon.com.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Judd Garrett, former NFL player, coach, executive. Also, I mentioned No Wind, W-I-N-D. That's Judd's first novel, available at Amazon.com. You know, if you're out there and you're getting ready to vote, you know, you got to realize there is so much false information, you know. And you talk about how the Democrats have already set the bar for themselves, you know, convincing all of us, you know, how we are the bad people. We're getting ready to rush the earth and take over everything if we don't win, if we don't get our way, you know. You've got to watch out. It's a little opposite people. They're fighting for their lives because they know they've got so many things wrong for the United States of America. That's my opinion. Go ahead, Judd. You were talking about if your opponent is the devil here in this article, you have to, you know, go ahead.
What they do is, you know, like I said before, with the DeSantis example, they will try to demonize the opponent. They will try to paint them as the devil. So then that's all they have to be better than. They just have to not be the devil, and people will vote for them. So there's a lot of people right now in America who will vote for the Democrat, even though, you know, inflation is over 8%, even though, you know, we're basically in a recession, even though the stock market's in a really bad situation, violent crime's up 40%, you know, hundreds of thousands of citizens are dying of fentanyl, all because of Democrat policies. But the people will still vote for the Democrat because they believe voting for a Republican is voting for the devil or voting for someone who is evil. So that's the game that the Democrats are playing. They're not trying to make the American people's lives better by putting in policies that help people out. All they're trying to do is paint the other side as the worst type of people in the world, and then they can do whatever they want once they're in office.
Isn't it funny when, you know, just recently they talked about, you know, if you were carrying a rosary, how that was a form of sort of advertising that you're a corrupt person and you're ready to fight and all this stuff, and how religion, you know, wasn't the number one thing on their mind, but yet they keep bringing in the devil. You know, it's blame others for what you do, I guess. Yeah, once again. But
they'll use anything to their advantage. If it's to their advantage, if it's to Nancy Pelosi's advantage to emphasize that she's a Catholic, she'll do it. If it's to Nancy Pelosi's advantage to attack people with rosary beads, she'll do it. So there's no consistency to them. All they do is do whatever they have to do to get power and hold on to power.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it comes at you from every angle, and I always enjoy it when I get Judd on here. And do I have time for my question of the day? Yes, I do. I have a football question for you, okay? You're a football team like the Raiders. You're on the 10-yard line. There's 30 seconds left. And in the last 35 years, you've never played a game where at least you didn't score. Wouldn't it have been better if they just kick a field goal and at least didn't all of a sudden stretch their record now, you know, and lose it?
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes in that situation, I don't know what the score was that you're referring to, but, you know, it's better to get points than not get points. So
yeah, it was like 36 to nothing or something like that, and it was a done deal. But it was going to be the first time in 35 years, you know, that they were scoreless. So I just thought, you know, hey, come on, coach. And you got some relatives that were coaches, so I figured you would know right away. But guess what? You're off the hook because we ran out of time. Hey, thank you, Judd. Look forward to our next visit. Remember, it's objectivityistheobjective.com. All right, Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Selwyn Duke, coming up next. CRN, Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder with Suede at the Network, and we're live across America and around the world, that's true, at crntalk.com, www.crntalk.com. All right, let's see. When next we meet, Tom DeWeese and Frank Savato, and right now it's my pleasure to once again bring on the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. Selwyn has also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning, and Selwyn appears on television, lots of guest appearances on radio. His website is selwynduke.com. And now, like I always say, here comes the Duke.
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke.
Oh, yes. Boy, I'll tell you. How are you, sir? How are you? How are you?
Not bad, Chuck. Not bad at all. Always makes me smile when I hear that song. That's how narcissistic I am. But how are you?
Yeah. And, you know, and it's so perfect for you. Duke, 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 you know, because he dukes it out like he should.
Except
like a boxer.
It wears like, out my name, though.
Yeah, true. Well, we're waiting for the song. Selwyn, Selwyn, Selwyn. We're having a Selwyn.
Going to have a long wait.
Yes. Yeah, who knows, you know. Did they ever do a Chucky? Yeah, I think they did. All right. Hey, here's your latest, and you could almost call it Who's at Fault? You know what I mean? It is entitled Top Dems Finally Hit by the Illegal Alien Crime That They Enabled. beware of what you wish for, right, Selwyn?
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck. And, you know, it's interesting because we've been talking for ages about illegal alien crime. Thousands of Americans have been killed, literally. Joe Biden likes that word, literally, by illegal aliens. Here it actually is literally true. Well, anyway, we've had two incidents recently, and one of them really hit the news big time, and that was Nancy Pelosi's home being broken into, her home in San Francisco, and we know her husband was attacked, that's what they say, by this man, David DePape, who was wielding a hammer. And the whole story is very odd. People have talked about it. They're not sure if they believe the official narrative. But anyway, that's not really my point here. And then we had this other situation with Katie Hobbs, who's the Democrat senatorial candidate, I'm sorry, gubernatorial candidate in Arizona. Well, her offices were recently burglarized, her Phoenix campaign offices, and she was trying to capitalize on this, and she blamed it on her Republican opponent, Carrie Lake. She was saying it's because of Lake's rhetoric, that Lake has been attacking her for a very, very long time. Here's what she said, actually. Quote, let's be clear, campaign statement. For nearly 2 years, Carrie Lake and her allies have been spreading dangerous misinformation and inciting threats against anyone they see fit. The threats against Arizonans attempting to exercise their constitutional rights and their attacks on elected officials are the direct result of a concerted campaign of lies and intimidation. Well, there's one problem with that. She issued that statement before the perpetrator of the burglary of her offices was actually apprehended. And who was this fellow? Well, just as was the case with the Pelosi residence, Chuck, this fellow is an illegal alien. Yeah, I didn't mention that. DePape's an illegal alien. Well, this guy, Daniel Mota dos Reyes, I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, Chuck. You're
well,
better
you did
with the
one
Spanish
thing wrong there. You didn't row your R, you know. Rodriguez, you know.
Oh
yeah, sounds so much better. Okay.
I thought I did ahead. A little bit.
Just a little.
I can't do that as well as you can. Yeah. But he's an illegal alien, it turns out, from Portugal, I believe. He's here on an expired visa, and he has a history of a string of break-ins. He actually was in custody, and he was let out on bail, if you can imagine that. So here's a guy, they have him in custody, an illegal alien. They let him out on bail instead of handing him over to ICE and having him deported. Isn't this reflective of the overall problem in our country? And then David DePape, who attacked Paul Pelosi, I mentioned he was an illegal alien. You might say, from where? Well, actually, he's from Canada. But my point in this article is that finally we're seeing some top Democrats being bitten by the immigration policies that they themselves have authored, have encouraged, and have insisted are compassionate. Finally, they're being victimized by some illegal alien crime. And, you know, it really is. Go ahead, Chuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry that little laugh came out, because whenever you were talking about, you know, all of a sudden they're being attacked, the Democrats are being attacked by the illegal aliens. See, the Democrats don't have shirts like Mega Church, you know, or Trump hats. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you need to come up with a shirt that all the Democrats have to wear to show them that you're the ones that are letting them come in free and giving them all this free stuff, and maybe they'll leave you alone. Of course, with the Pelosi story, I'll give you my take on that a little bit later on here, but go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that, you know, we see these Democrats like Pelosi, like Hobbs, and of course they're trying to propagandize. We know that when DePape broke into the Pelosi home, they were blaming that on Republicans, and Nancy Pelosi was saying, aided and abetted by other Democrats and their public relations team, and by the latter I mean the mainstream media, they were saying, no, you can't criticize Pelosi. This is all because of the demonization of Nancy Pelosi. Now, never mind, Chuck, I've pointed this out before, that probably 99% of the political violence in our country originates with the left. You're going to say, Duke, you're exaggerating. I don't think I am, if you look at it objectively. It's just the media don't talk about it all that much. You had those 600-plus BLM Antifa riots in 2020, billions of dollars in property damage, dozens of people killed, people attacked, people brutalized, arson, you name it, and that was aided and abetted. It was winked at by prominent Democrats. You've had Trump supporters attacked for years. In 2017, you had that congressional baseball shooting where that Bernie Sanders supporter tried to assassinate the whole Republican baseball team, only ended up shooting Steve Scalise because the Capitol Police intervened, thank God. But it just goes on and on and on. Almost all the violence originates with the left. But when you have an incident like this, they want to misrepresent it as if somehow it was perpetrated by a rightist. But this DePapi who attacked Paul Pelosi, well, what is he? It turns out he's a homeless, mentally ill, drug-abusing, pro-nudist illegal, Chuck. He was living in a school bus, and reportedly that bus bore a Black Lives Matter banner and a pride flag. Now, you tell me, is that the profile of a MAGA Republican? And you know, and he's mentally ill, too.
You to remember that. Nudist, okay? And what was the other flag? The gay flag or whatever?
The pride flag, yep.
Pride flag. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you, Selwyn, I really think, you know, and this is just my little tiny brain that kicked in all of a sudden, and it won't go away. I've opened both ears, and it's still there. I think, you know, that this guy, because he was a nudist, all right, gay, I think that perhaps he hooked up with Paul, or Paul hooked up with him somewhere, and agreed to meet because Pelosi wasn't going to be in town. And they were both arrested wearing underwear, right? Their little panties or whatever. I just think there might be a connection right there in that, you know. And then all of a sudden, they got, whenever he's hollering, where's Pelosi? That probably didn't even happen because they're not showing us the film, right?
Right. Well, absolutely. Look, that's why I said at the outset, it is very, very suspicious. We don't know what happened. I have heard that, too, that they were both in their underwear. Then I saw some left-wing media source was saying, no, that's not true, you know, one of their fact checks. I know Tucker Carlson said that in the 911 call, Paul Pelosi referred to the man in his house as a friend. So I don't know exactly what the truth is. I do know this. The whole thing is very odd. It's very suspicious. And remember, it would not be unprecedented for the police to cover for rich and powerful people, especially when you're talking about the San Francisco area and the rich and powerful people happen to be left-wing Democrats. So I don't think you can take any of this at face value. And our establishment no longer deserves the benefit of any doubt, as I know you agree, Chuck, because it has lied over and over and over again. So as far as I'm concerned, when something happens with these establishment pseudo-elites, they're guilty in the court of public opinion until proven innocent, not the other way around. That's how I think you have to view it.
And I think these Democrat leaders have grounded this January 6th into the ground so much. You know what? It's not going to be that effective. You know, everything has to do with January 6th. January 6th, worse than Pearl Harbor. My goodness, you know. And so now they even throw this in. You know they're desperate when they won't give it up like this. Come on, come up with a new slogan. Yeah, they ought to give you a call and say, Duke, what would be a new slogan here? Great slogan for Democrats. You know, we'll give you $1 million. And you're the guy that could come up with it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to help them, but I could certainly do better than they're doing. I mean, what they're doing is just absolutely pathetic. But, yes, you mentioned tying it to January 6th. Well, we've seen the Democrats do that with DePapi. Joe Biden did that. He said, oh, when he was in the home, he asked, where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? That's just what the J6 protesters said. You know, it's so nonsensical. As I pointed out, this DePapi character, if anything, if you wanted to characterize him politically, you'd have to characterize him as a left-winger with the Black Lives Matter banner and the pride flag. But you know what? That's not even the point. The man's mentally ill. He's completely deranged. You know, it's just preposterous to even talk about it in a political sense here. And it's the same thing with this, what is his name, Mata character, the one who burglarized Hobbs's office. I actually forget his name. Mota dos Reyes. But anyway, he's not mentally ill, perhaps. We don't know. But he's also homeless. He's an illegal migrant. And the fact is that he just burglarized the office because that's what he does. So isn't this funny, though, Chuck? This is just like with so-called hate crimes. for a week there, every single week for a while, I was reading about another supposed hate crime that turned out to be a hoax, right? That turned out to be some left-winger just trying to stage a so-called right-wing hate crime. And this is a similar thing. I mean, the rightist conservative violence is so rare that the Democrats have to seize on these ridiculous incidents and try to mischaracterize them as rightist violence because they have nothing else to point to. And what it also points to, Chuck, is how they have nothing to run on. I have never in my life seen a political party such as this, such as today's Democrats. What platform do they actually run on? Yeah, they were pounding away on abortion in the wake of Roe v. Wade's demise for a while, but that couldn't last. But they don't have an economic program to point to anymore. They have no solutions. They have nothing but attacking and demonizing their opponents, calling people such as ourselves fascists and Nazis and threats to democracy. I mean, it's unbelievable. They can't come up with anything positive to talk about. I've never seen anything like this, Chuck.
I have. I don't think I've ever heard one political party, Democrat or Republican, independent, whatever, ever get that label, you know, of being an existential threat to the United States of America. You know, every Republican is a threat to America because some people went in and protested at the Capitol building. And you know what? They didn't firebomb it like Bill Ayers. Was that his name? They didn't do that, you know, did they? No. All they did was march through there. And I never heard anybody keep hollering, "Where's Nancy?" So I, of course, my hearing's not that good. What? Oh, we got to take a break? What? A break? Okay. Selwyn, we'll be right back. Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And remember his website, Selwyn Duke, D-U-K-E, SelwynDuke.com. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Today, it seems so hard to enjoy just a little bit of easy. So much of life seems to get in the way. But fear not, seekers of fabulous food and fun and thrill. Columbo's is Southern California's answer to Easy Street. Great grub with some of the finest steaks, the freshest fish awaiting for you to devour. Did I mention Columbo's family Italian recipes? Columbo's spaghetti bolognese, their chicken pesto ravioli, Magnifico, and of course, the world's greatest meatballs. I can go on. But why go on when you can go on over to Columbo's and experience delicious and easy for yourself? Columbo's, of course, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mind you, Ben.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. The website, selwynduke.com, S-E-L-W-I-N, duke.com. And like Selwyn said, you know, the reality is, if the Democrats had listened to people such as him, Pelosi would not have been attacked Friday, you know. And I tell you, him and so many others, and the him being Selwyn, I'll tell you, we've said it for so long about this immigration problem, but oh, no, no, no. Do you think they sort of felt they had that safe umbrella where they weren't going to be attacked because they're the ones that brought them in? But then you bring in crazy people, and they don't know who it was that brought them in. Are you there?
Yeah, Chuck. Well, okay. Absolutely, I'm here, sorry. No. Absolutely, Chuck. No, I think that they don't worry about it because these people live in ivory towers. Generally, they have unbelievable security, and that's something else that's odd about the break-in at Pelosi's place, because where was their security? I mean, I understand that they tend to have policemen on duty, and of course they have surveillance cameras, so that lends credence to your theory. But no, I mean, this whole thing is disgusting. I did point this out on social media shortly after it happened. The irony here is that if these Democrats had listened to people such as myself, Paul Pelosi never would have been attacked because that man would not have been in the country. But ironically, because people such as his wife, Nancy Pelosi, have held sway politically, he was attacked. I mean, that's the irony of this whole thing. You know, someone, by the way, a respondent on Facebook, threw shade on my theory. He said, okay, well, what are you talking about? What are we going to do, build a wall around Canada too? Because, of course, the poppy, again, is a Canadian illegal migrant. And no, that's not what would happen. What would happen is this. If you apply sane immigration policy, you make sure that these illegals can't get jobs, can't get government benefits, can't put their children in school, can't participate in society, and then guess what? The carrot is gone, and they all leave, or most all of them leave, voluntarily. And then the few that remain can be very easily tracked down and deported. You just have to have a proper and efficient deportation regime. So it's not very difficult. It's, again, that old thing, can't lives on Won't Street. That's the bottom line. It's not a lack of capacity. It's a lack of will. We can eliminate illegal migration and the illegals from our country if we want to. It's been done many times before, and yes, you can build an impenetrable wall, too. That's been done before. I've talked on your show in the past, Chuck, about Israel's example, so I won't rehash it, but it's been
done before. And also, the wall, the main purpose of the wall was to lead people trying to come into your country to the correct, what are they called, the border openings where they have, you know, the, whatever, I can't think of the word right now, but it's, anyway, it's the crossings, okay? And then they check you and see if you're okay and if you're going to come in. And some people get, like in El Paso, Texas, you know, they come across every weekend and then they go back because they come across and go shopping. And, of course, the Americans are going over there to go shopping to get a bunch of bulls. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Or something else.
But you know what? You also say that, you know, Hobbs and Pelosi can count their blessings because they're far more luckier than a bunch of people who have been attacked, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. I just cited some poor Americans who have been murdered by illegal aliens. Nazareth, Tamar, Clower. One, a mother of an 8-year-old boy, she was murdered last year by illegals. And then there were other people, Cynthia Goulding, Isidro Cortez, Connor Holcomb, Gretchen Gross, Corbin Wagner, Mafalda Thayer, Cheston Edwards, just a few of the thousands of Americans, a handful, who have been killed by illegal aliens. None of this should be happening. This blood can be laid right at the doorstep of people such as Nancy Pelosi and Katie Hobbs, and this is yet another reason why no one should vote for a Democrat today. You know, listen, my father was a Democrat many decades ago. I'm probably going back to the 1950s, but by 1964, he was a Goldwater man. And the reason why I think maybe I can speak for him, even though he's long gone now, is he realized that he didn't have to leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party had left him. Mm-hmm. Whatever the party was at one time, Chuck, and we could argue right. about that, it's not that anymore. It really has become a party of evil. Like I said before the break, it doesn't even have anything to run on. I mean, if I were advising them and I were the kind of person inclined to do so who is willing to be deceitful, I would say, hey, come up with something positive to run on. You don't even have to mean it, but can't you come up with anything? Yeah. Are you so bereft of imagination? It's unbelievable.
Used to be for the man, you know, the worker. And now it's, how many more sanctuary cities can we get? San Francisco, that's a sanctuary city. Nothing will go wrong. Yes. Selwyn Duke is going to be right back. The website, selwynduke.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar winners Jessica Chastain and Eddie Redmayne co-star in a true-life crime drama about a dedicated nurse who becomes suspicious of her male colleague when the police begin asking questions in The Good Nurse, now streaming on Netflix.
We understand that you work with a Charlie Cullen.
He's been at 9 hospitals. 9.
There was a rumor about him.
No, the hospital would have done something.
You would think so.
And you would think that this spellbinding film will get all kinds of awards attention thanks to the superb work of Danish director Tobias Lindholm. The characterizations here range from the heroic to the monstrous, but all of them coming across as complex personalities thanks to consistently first-rate performances. It's rated R for frequent reference to deadly crimes and deserves 4 stars since The Good Nurse is one great movie.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills, going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, International is to call SmartFares first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. The New American. Oh, yes, next Wednesday, I got the one and only, yes, Mr. Alex Newman coming on. Always look forward to him. But every Friday, if he's available, we got Selwyn Duke. Now, you know, we always talk about how they deny all this stuff, and when they start talking about elections, you know, and supposedly the whole thing is January 6th, that's because the Republicans didn't accept the results of the election. And, you know, blame others for what you do. How many times, Selwyn, do you think the Democrats have cried? I mean, like four major, at least four or five, where, you know, and it came on with, what's his name, where the hanging chads, remember those?
Oh, and Bush and Gore, yeah, absolutely, yeah. In 2000.
And there have been so many. But all of a sudden, Selwyn Duke, great detective, has got this article busted. Yes, a Democrat busted for huge ballot harvesting. Oh, I love it when they get caught. So take it away, sir.
Yeah, well, actually, it's a Democrat also who blew the whistle on this operation, amazingly, blowing the whistle on other Democrats. It's a very interesting story, but this is in Florida, Orlando, and I open asking, how many elections has it swayed? Would Bush-Gore 2000 have even been close had it not existed? And, of course, as we know, Chuck, you and I, during that election in 2000, Florida became the focal point because that was going to be the deciding state. Well, anyway, a huge, Chuck, ballot harvesting operation has just been busted in Orlando, Florida, and a Democrat, like I said, actually blew the whistle on it, and the allegations are unbelievable. Anyway, here they are, paid Democrat operatives. What have they been doing? Well, they'd manipulate Orlando residents into requesting mail-in ballots. They'd instruct the people on how to fill them out. And in cases where the voters support the wrong, quote-unquote, candidates, well, the operatives would illegally alter or discard the ballots. That's the allegation. Well, anyway, so this was busted, or at least has been looked into, by Florida's new Office of Election Crimes and Security. That's a new entity there. And by the way, this is another example, Chuck, of what a great governor Ron DeSantis is, of how he's the best governor in the nation, because he really is trying to...
Office of Election Crimes and Security, right?
Yeah, that's okay, under his watch, and he's really trying to enforce the law there, secure law and order. It's so important. This should be done all over the country. Well, anyway, this office is requesting a criminal investigation into these charges of the ballot harvesting in Orlando. And who blew the whistle on it? Well, her name is Cynthia Harris. She's, according to the Washington Times, quote, a Democrat who ran unsuccessfully for District 6 commissioner in Orange County, which includes Orlando. Well, she, quote, provided a sworn complaint to the Election Crimes Office alleging left-leaning organizations have been perpetrating a scheme to encourage residents in black neighborhoods to apply for mail-in ballots and to fill out those ballots, which she said have been collected by paid canvassers and sometimes altered, all in violation of state law. Okay, again, this is against the law. Now, unfortunately, ballot harvesting is legal in your state of California. Yeah. The Democrats want to take it nationwide, of course, but it's illegal here, thank God. Well, I'm going to continue with the Washington Times. In an interview with the Washington Times, Ms. Harris said she has video evidence of paid ballot harvesters operating in Orlando neighborhoods in both 2014 and 2017, and that the scheme has been going on, get this, for decades, continuing through the 2020 election and the 2022 primary. Okay? Now, Chuck, this is the kind of thing the Democrats have been telling us, like Nancy Pelosi and others. Oh, it never happens. 2020 was the most secure election in our history. Why, vote fraud? What are you talking about? There's no such thing. This is your imagination. You're just crazy. You're a denier. You need help. You need to be in an institution. Okay, I'm doing my little Jackie Mason routine there. But anyway,
you know,
that's what they've been telling
us. I thought at first it was Donald Duck, and I said, if Donald Duck ever quits, you know, I'm going to give him someone's phone number. I don't give your phone number out very frequently. Hey, here's a quick thought for you here. That it's been going on throughout, you know, for a long time. So can you imagine what DeSantis or DeSatan, whichever you want to call him, right? It, you know, maybe he won by a landslide. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he got more votes than, you know, imagined. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. But let's continue with what this Democrat, Harris, who blew the whistle, said.
Yeah.
She also said, just the news I'm quoting now, quote, ballot brokers typically work up to a year in advance. Mm. Quote, ballot brokers visit individuals in their residences and assist the individual with filling out a request for a mail-in ballot after the mail-in ballot arrives. The voter is instructed to wait for the ballot broker to return to the individual's residence. They are asked to not seal the certificate envelope. I'm going to continue, quote, in rare circumstances, if the voter has filled out the ballot and sealed the envelope certificate, the ballot broker will take the ballot and then steam open the sealed envelope. I mean, it doesn't get worse than this, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
The affidavit added, this is all in her affidavit, quote, the ballot broker will either correct any votes, if necessary, that were not voted according to their wishes, or just throw them out.
Wow.
Okay? Absolutely disgusting. Now, understand, Chuck, here's the problem. This is not just occurring in Orlando. It's not like, oh, well, it was busted. Everything is hunky-dory. No, this is going on all over the country, okay? Operations have been revealed in San Antonio, Texas, in Georgia, in Minnesota. Then there was also a Democrat mayor in Arizona. He pleaded guilty, Chuck, to ballot harvesting charges. A Wisconsin investigation exposed a harvesting operation in Racine, okay? Anytime you have vulnerable people, for instance, in nursing homes, this is done, or people who are not very conversant with politics, who normally wouldn't vote in very high numbers, for instance, in inner cities, there's likely to be a ballot.
Lazy people.
A ballot harvesting. Right. A ballot harvesting operation at work. Okay, so it's terrible. A lot of votes are stolen this way. And as I've pointed out, you have to think about what's happening. When you have these people going into these inner city neighborhoods, what are they really doing? Okay, here's one scenario, Chuck. They may be approaching someone who doesn't speak English, who only speaks Spanish, and they'll make sure that the Democrat operative who approaches these people also speaks Spanish. So he can communicate in their own language and say something like, oh, you have to vote. It's so important. Oh, and don't vote for that guy there because he's going to take away your food stamps and this, that, and the other thing. And, of course, that other guy is going to be the Republican. So this is really disgusting. And in essence, what's happening here with these activists, these ballot harvesters, is you don't then have one man, one vote. You have one man, hundreds or thousands of votes, depending on how many votes the given ballot harvester can harvest, where he's manipulated the people into voting his way. It's just absolutely striking, Chuck.
Yeah,
and,
could you imagine, Selwyn, if they were going into gang territory? And I'm just thinking, because you're talking about, you know, they're going to take away this and take away that. You think they'd ever go in there and say, don't vote for him, he's going to take away your guns.
Yeah.
I mean, that would, you know, really, I mean, that's all you'd have to say. And legal in California, and you say in your article, which helps explain why California is a one-party Democratic state. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not the whole explanation, but it is part of it. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I don't know if you still have it, but that's why there are maybe, what, super majorities in your legislature for the Democrats? It's unbelievable. And there is a GOP report about this, and I'm not going to read much of it, but they made a couple of really good points. One point is this, quote, "These very scenarios," talking about these ballot harvesting scenarios, "are what anti-electioneering laws at polling locations are meant to protect against. A voter cannot wear a campaign button to a polling location, but a political operative can collect your ballot in your living room?" And then they continue in the report, quote, "These ballot brokers are the new Tammany Hall ward bosses, controlling the votes of their harvested area. Brokers are often added to campaign payrolls based purely on the number of ballots they promise to harvest." So you talk about corruption of the system. And by the way, Chuck, if what is the root cause of this problem? Okay, well, part of it, a big part of it, is mail-in balloting. It's been expanded inexorably because the Democrats want to facilitate their vote fraud. As I've pointed out before, this is why mail-in balloting has been illegal in France since 1975, because it's the type of balloting most prone to vote fraud. It's something that really should be done very, very limited, in a very limited fashion.
Yeah. Let me get your take on drop boxes, ballot drop boxes. You think they're pretty safe? Didn't that have a lot to do with the 2,000 mules?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
None of this should be happening. Look, again, everyone knows who's in the end what's going on. This is all about facilitating vote fraud. Why do you think we have early voting? Because it affords the vote fraudsters more time to effect their theft. That's what this is all about. Listen, I said this in the article. Let's say you have mail-in ballots for the military. Okay, that's fine. We understand that because we're not going to disenfranchise those people. They're serving the country. But really, that benefit should be afforded to basically no one else. Now, you might say, well, Duke, what about people who are going to be away on a trip? I'm going to say, sorry, even there, I'm not going to allow it. Now, why? It's very simple. If I'm going to be away on Election Day, Chuck, I knew when Election Day was going to occur. I could have arranged my year differently. If I didn't, then maybe I don't vote that year. That's not going to kill our society if a few people here and there don't vote. But you know what will really damage our republic and bring it down? If, in the name of facilitating the votes of those few people, we create a system that's rife with vote fraud, a system where vote fraud can be perpetrated with virtual impunity, and that's what we have now. It's terrible. And by the way, I also quoted an associate of mine, Monica Showalter, because she made a very, very good point where this comes from or what the historical precedent is. She said ballot harvesting, quote, was pioneered by the PRI party in Mexico, which held power for 70 years as a one-party state, having maneuvered itself into this position precisely with this practice. I'm continuing now with what she wrote. It was not for nothing that writer Mario Vargas Llosa called this setup the perfect dictatorship. Democrats, many of them with roots in the Mexican illegal alien community in California, brought this practice with them and adapted it to California elections, to the point that real Mexican nationals are appalled. One told me that California's politics resemble Mexico's 40 years ago, Mexico having instituted more safeguards to prevent this rigging from happening. So it really is terrible, Chuck. This is the complete corruption of our system, and that's why I wrote recently, I really don't know what's going to be the more dominant factor in Tuesday's midterms. Hidden GOP voters, I don't know if we discussed this last week, or the Democrat vote fraud. Yes, the Republicans are going to make gains. There's no doubt about it. But those gains are going to be blunted to some extent by Democrat vote fraud. Now, hopefully, Chuck, it'll be to a small extent. But this is a factor that you can't underestimate, because it's not just ballot harvesting, Chuck. It's also throwing away mail-in ballots. You know, in 2020, this Democrat operative talked to the New York Post under the condition of anonymity. It was in August that the Post published this article. People can look it up. And he said that there are postal workers who will actually throw away ballots en masse from Republican areas because they know that most of those ballots are going to go to the Republican candidate. And this Democrat operative also described to the Post how he and his team were perpetrating mail-in ballot fraud for decades. And he said it was significant enough to tilt elections, close elections, in states. And then you have illegal aliens voting. I mean, it's ridiculous because they're given driver's licenses in certain places. Yeah. There are so many other things that I can't even think of right now.
About throwing away the ballots. You remember in the last election, they were talking about how they were finding all these ballots that were thrown down in these gullies, you know, in forest areas and stuff like that, and how the postal workers were actually doing it and making money doing it.
Mm.
And it's like, and because they were in that, you know, rich Republican area or whatever. And I got to tell you, when you first hear about it, you're going, oh, no. Nobody's going to be, you know, throwing away a whole bunch of bags of votes and throwing them into the woods. But see, it turns out it's true. And it's so unfortunate about that. With mail-in voting, you know, if we once again you had to go to a polling place, and maybe now we've become advanced enough where the fingerprint or something like that would prove it was you? Of course, they would probably come out, you know, with glue-on fingerprints or something. But have you ever thought about a safe way to vote, Selwyn? You couldn't do it by telephone or by TV, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. One thing, you need to have voter ID. Two, it should be limited, like I said, for the most part, to Election Day. That's why it's called Election Day, not Election Month or Election Season or whatever. It's ridiculous. And let me point out something about voter ID. In 2012, I believe it was, the liberals wanted UN observers to come in to observe our elections because they said the Republicans were suppressing votes. Well, those UN observers didn't find any GOP vote suppression. But you know what they did comment on? They said they were shocked that in many places in the U.S., ID was not required to vote.
Yeah.
These UN observers found that shocking because that's not only what's done in civilized countries, that's done just about all over the world. Mm-hmm. Third world countries do it too, but the Democrats don't want it, and we all know why. And it's not because they want free and fair and upstanding and honest elections.
Right. That's their number one thing. No voter ID. Absolutely. And just think about it, listener. Why in the world would they think that? All right, we're going to be back, wrap things up in just a moment with one and only Selwyn Duke. Selwyn Duke, S-C-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with the one and only Selwyn Duke. Now, a very important thing here, Selwyn, is that we got to remind people that unless you're in one of those fortunate areas in the United States that doesn't do daylight savings time, and the only reason it'd be fortunate is because you don't have to move your clock forward or move your clock back. this Sunday, all right, you want to move it back 1 hour, all right? And I don't want you to miss Selwyn Duke next Friday. Now, you figure you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to figure out something's wrong, so I think you're going to be safe, Selwyn. Just that I don't want him to miss you next week, okay? Fall back.
That's right.
1 hour. And the good news is, you know, you get 1 hour of extra sleep there, if you look at it that way. You don't have to get up as early, but you have to go to bed earlier.
That's right. So
I just don't.
That's right. And let's issue another reminder. All you Republicans, get out there and vote November 8th. All you Democrats, don't forget to vote November 9th.
Yeah, okay. Got it. Republicans, yeah, because, see, we're the even-minded people. 8 and 9.
That's right.
9 is odd, okay? So if you're, yeah, right.
Boy, it's an odd and even system, that's right.
Yeah. You know, sometimes, not Selwyn's fault, but I just get a little carried away and should be more serious on this stuff. And I wish, see, my carrying away didn't give us time to really get into one that I want you to check out. Now, he wrote a couple of others. There's the 5.5 million illegal man talking about the invasion on the border, and et cetera. But another one that's really, really very, very interesting, it's the ticking economic time bomb. And that happens to be related to the world's diesel supply. It's at the lowest level since 1982. And diesel is very, very important there. And what do we only got, you say, I think 25.4 days worth of fuel in storage as of October the 14th. Boy, 25.4 days. How do they get the 0.4? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Really, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a serious thing. Look,
yeah,
it doesn't seem that we're actually going to, quote, run out of diesel, but it is running low. That means prices are going to go up. And remember, as I point out in my article, no diesel, no food, no diesel, no commerce, no diesel, our economy grinds to a halt. If the price of diesel increases precipitously, we have serious problems, even more than we have right now. And this is all laid at Biden's feet and really the Bidenistas' feet. Terrible. We've got to get these people out of power. Our nation's future depends on it.
If you're in any size city, you notice, you know, all the trucks that deliver and back up, and especially at grocery stores, they run on diesel, okay? Diesel, diesel, diesel. And it's going to be a big problem. And we need to get somebody in there that says, hey, you know, we need a president where we could have, what would you call it, total energy dependence without any problems. Yeah, didn't we have that just recently with a president? I'm trying to think. What was his name? Started with a T. where we were independent.
We had energy independence. It was great, mm-hmm. and that's all been scuttled now. I mean, disgusting, really. It's not impeachable, but it should be.
And that guy from North Korea wasn't shooting off all those big bombs either, you know. He's been threatened, but we'll see what happens, yeah. Hey, Selwyn, have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to next week, all right?
Same here, Chuck, and God bless. God bless.
God bless you. Hey, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, his website, selwynduke.com. Thank you, Suede. Thank you for listening. And as I said, God bless the United States of America.